magnetic survey only. Mm-hmm. And then Keshav Kashmiri was perturbed after being defeated by Mahaprabhu, Nimai Pandit. Then he was praying to Saraswati that if I was supposed to be defeated and it was your plan, then at least I should have been defeated by a learned person. I was just defeated by a young boy and who is speaking only grammar. So Saraswati said, I did so much your aradhana, he said. I did so much your aradhana. How Goddess Saraswati, why? What happened? Then Saraswati just manifested herself in front of him that whatever aradhana you did of mine is today really got its perfection. Why? This is not a young boy, he is Krishna himself. He was really open eyed. Krishna is my husband, he is my all in all. You go to him and surrender to him. Gurudev said she just manifested herself. And early in the morning then he went there. He was having a big turban on his head. He just put off his turban, put on the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He started crying. Why did not you tell me you are Krishna yourself? Then Krishna told him, you know, the purpose of knowledge is, the purpose of knowledge is not to have debate. Debate is not the purpose of knowledge. What is the purpose of knowledge? To become humble and to serve Lord. This is the purpose of knowledge. The all vidya. What do you call vidya in English? Which knowledge? Vidya. Vidya is
knowledge.
All the purpose of all knowledge, vidya, is to cultivate bhakti.
This is
Vidya dadati vinyam. Education, education brings humbleness.
Vidya dadati vinyam,
naki uddati. Vidya dadati vinyam, naki uddati. Uddati ko
uddati.
We all are part and parcel of, insignificant part of, infinitesimal small parts of Lord. We should, after acquiring knowledge and vidya, we should try to become more humble by crying that why I am not able to serve him. I am so much weak. I am so much unable to serve Krishna. Look at my bad condition, that I have forgotten my own Lord and now I am just wandering in this material world. Oh Krishna, please make me to associate with devotees. This world, this material world and its enjoyments are available in sukar kukar lives also, in the life of hogs and dogs. So becoming very much menial and humble, we should have benefit of our knowledge and education. Then this Kashmiri Pandit, he was totally surrendered to Mahaprabhu and he went to Mathura and he started doing his bhajan in a very humble way. Then Nimai went to Gaya to pay Shraddh, to do Shraddh his parents, mother's father, who is Shraddh. Gurudev was explaining very nicely. There are two points. Vaishnava do not do Shraddh. They don't say that we need to do Shraddh. Mahaprabhu was showing his life that still he is not Vaishnava. He never took initiation from anyone. This is in our culture, in our Vedic instructions, that we should do some oblation. The real word is Shraddh, and there is no any equivalent for it.
Shraddh.
This word came out from the word Shuddha. In Shraddh, generally, very raw material is taken, like flour, like some other grain, and with water, they make laddus, and then they offer it to their ancestors. Or the nearest is, if parents died, then to mother, father. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there. Shraddha word has come out from the word Shraddha. Look at the Indian tradition and Indian Vedic tradition. We show so much Shraddha to our parents that even when they die, then in order to give them some relief, every year we perform this activity, which is called Shraddha. A Western country people can never imagine this thing. They do not have any respect of their parents even in their existing life. And many of them may not be even knowing that who is real their father and this is what Gurudev told me. This is Indian culture. There he went to a place. In India, still, there are our dynasties are still dynasties and ancestral heritage is still there. Surya Vansh is there. Chandra Vansh is there. Lord Ram was born in the dynasty of Surya Vansh. And Krishna was born in the dynasty of Chandra Vansh. And still that dynasty is going on and will go on. Each and every person of India, when they go for Shraddh, Gurudev was saying, he just presents himself that his Gotra is this, his name is this. Gotra means from the ancestral stages he belongs to. Someone says, I am Kashyap, someone says, I am Gautam, someone says, my Gotra is this. So here, the traditions of family ties, the ancestral ties is so strong that each person knows that a long back ago, about million years back ago, who was his first ancestor, first father. They know the line of their family parents. They know the family parents. When you go to a spiritual line, you know the first head of your spiritual parents. So he went there. And there he went to Gadadhar. Gadadhar means four-handed Narayan, or Gadadhar means Krishna also. Gad means which is speech. Gadadhar means Bansi, which is speech. And when he went there, he wanted to give Shraddha, he wanted to perform Shraddha. Before performing it, he met Ishwar Puripad. And he saw Ishwar Puripad so much absorbed in Krishna's devotion, sometimes crying, sometimes becoming faint. And then he surrendered himself to Ishwar Puripad and said, please give me initiation. I came here to perform my father's Shraddha. But I think my journey is perfected, is really come to a perfection after seeing you. Please initiate me. He took initiation from Ishwar Puripad there. And then he said, Nimai Pandit, he now Chaitanya, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Mahaprabhu, he said that after becoming Vaishnava, there is no need to perform any Shraddha. There is no need. Why? Because in this activity of Shraddha, no one is liberating their ancestor, just giving them some relief from the present position. But if someone is becoming a devotee, then to Prahlad Maharaj, Narsingh Bhagavan told that if there is a devotee like you, he is 21 generations What do you mean? We will be delivered. Sevens to come, sevens of ancestral generation. If there is a Bhagavat light, Prahlad, 21 generations will be liberated. Madhyam Adhikari, 14. And the Kanesh, 7 generations will be liberated. He told this thing yesterday. 21, 21. Just as a seed, maybe seed of a mango, this seed has everything in it. It has full potency of a tree of mango. In that tree of mango, one seed has full potency of every year the capacity of tree to produce so many mangoes. So one seed has all the potency which is latent in it. Similarly, when we meet our Gurudev, he sows a seed in our heart, and that is the seed of bhakti. What is this seed? This seed is in the form of a desire to serve Krishna. And the external symptom of this seed, that is desire to serve Krishna, which Gurudev sows in the heart of a devotee, that external symptom is called Shraddha. This external symptom means which you can find externally in that devotee. That is his firm faith. When Shraddha is there, that means the devotee is having faith that if he is doing Krishna bhakti, then every duty belongs to me, him is performed. Having firm faith in this fact, having firm faith in this thought that if I am doing Krishna bhakti, then my all worldly duties are performed. This symptom, this is manifested in a person in whose heart Gurudev sows the seed of Krishna Seva. And this is called Shraddha. We see many times there was a woman, her child was sick, very sick. She was crying, she went to her temple. She was just praying to Lord Thakurji, please save my son, please save my son. But according to karma, destiny, that boy died, and she became so much upset. She took everything off from her temple, Thakurji and all, just bind them in a, wrap them in a cloth, and then threw it in Ganges. Oh, this Thakurji is useless, does not hear my prayer, and my son has gone. This is not Shraddha. If she was worshipping before death of her son, that worship was without any Shraddha. Shraddha, when it comes, it is eternal. It says that if I am serving Krishna, then there is no any other duties left. This worshipping is done for Krishna only, not for anything else of this world. We will save our body. We will serve our body only in order to become able to serve Krishna. This should be the purpose of our maintaining our life. That's all. What I mean. Confusing world.
Dharma.
Dharma. So we find in world so many dharma. This is what Gurudev is speaking since many days. But sexually there is only one dharma. What about then so many other dharma? So many other dharmas are nothing but distorted form of the real dharma, or a step for real dharma. So they are the step of the ladder, or they are different dharma. The real dharma is sava punsa paro dharma yato bhakti adhokshate. This is the real dharma. And its definition is given by Srila Rupa Goswami by the verse an abhilashita shunyam jnana karam adi anavrita. Anukulen Krishna anushilanam bhaktir uttama. Anushilanam, nirantar mai Krishna seva. Spontaneous and continuous Krishna service is Krishna bhakti. Our endeavor must be to please Krishna, not for any worldly benefit. Please Krishna means Krishna is not only Krishna. Krishna is associate, all Vaishnavas, Guru. For the pleasure of Krishna, his associates, Vaishnava and Guru, means pleasing Krishna. We should make our all endeavors by our mind, body and words. Kya hua? This is the barometer of our bhakti. What is barometer? How much we are trying by our senses to please Krishna. Just as there are different instruments to test real gold and adulterated gold. There was one lady, she said, after hearing your class, Maharaj, I have become confused. There is very, very high class of advanced devotee in India. I am hearing his classes and reading his books. He is very popular. And he says that there is no need of accepting Guru. And he says that especially ladies should not accept any Guru or touch the feet of any person. Govind is a direct Guru, so why don't you accept it? Then Gurudev quoted very, very important lines of Kabir Das, Guru Govind Dau Khade Kake Lago Pai. This line says, verse is in Sanskrit, but what do you call it? Guru Govind Dau Khade Kake Lago Pai. Aap log aage aajo. Come ahead. Guru Govind Dau Khade ताके लागो पाए बलिहारी गुरु आपने जिस गोविंद दियो बताए कोई कोई
सर क्या दो
इट्स नॉट इन
हिंदी
इट इज हिंदी ओह आई हैव इट इट इज नॉट वर्स इट इज इन हिंदी इट इज दैट इफ गुरु एंड गोविंद बोथ आर स्टैंडिंग टुगेदर इट हैपेंड टू बी सो दैट यू फेस बोथ ऑफ देम टुगेदर व्हाट विल यू डू सर देन इट इज आई विल फर्स्ट पे माय ओबेसेंसेस टू गुरु because he has made me to see Guru, Krishna, Govind. Why? Because it is said in our scriptures and Srimad Bhagavat that Lord has given his heart to his devotees, and if we go to him, then he cannot do anything to us because he does not have any heart himself. He does not have heart himself.
So, yeah.
No. So where is his heart? His heart is with his devotees. So if you want to win the heart of Gurudev, win the heart of Govinda, then we have to approach his devotees. Our scripture says that in fact our dedication should be to our Gurudev more than to Krishna, more than Krishna. Then only we will be able to win the heart of Krishna. If you say Govind is my Gurudev, you will not get his mercy because capacity of mercy he has already given to Vaishnava. And Krishna himself has shown that he accepted himself Guru when he was here. Who was his Guru?
Krishna's Guru.
Who was Krishna's Guru?
Sorry, I missed the last one. What did
he
say?
Krishna himself showed that he accepted Guru. So he showed that we should also accept Guru.
His name was Guru.
What was his name?
He said
something. He rejected this idea yesterday.
But I never taught the name again. No, no, in one class he said it.
He said, everyone said, Sandeepani Muni. No. Sandeepani Muni was
the one that gave him the ceremony.
No. Sandeepani Muni was a guru who taught him the worldly things. He was a sort of education, kala. How to dance, how to sing, how to play on the instrument, how to govern the this how to administrate and all. 54 kala art. He was guru of art. He was not a spiritual guru. A spiritual guru he already had in Vrindavan.
So what's the name?
The one who was the spiritual guru of Yashoda Maya and Ananda Baba and their ancestors. He was Chandeliya Rishi.
Chandeliya
Rishi. Chandeliya. D-I-L-Y-A. Chandeliya. Just as... But we should also understand the relationship between guru and disciple. There may be many disciples, they claim that I have this guru. But whether guru accept him as his disciple or not. And also, the real relationship between guru and disciple is, if disciple is looking at he is considering the desire of his gurudev. There is a relationship in India of Eklavya and Dronacharya. Most of the people understand or feel that Eklavya was very high class of disciple. And it happened so. He came to Dronacharya. Dronacharya sensed something from him. He wanted to learn archery and all other arts. Dronacharya refused him. He said, no, I will not teach you. You are not fit for it. Don't learn all these things. He said, I will positively learn everything from you. And saying these words, he went away. He was low tribe and low class person, big body, black complexion, and huge and black, monster-like look. He just made one statue of Dronacharya and started learning archery, and very soon he learned so much. And Dronacharya, because he is also a very advanced person, he knew it, that something is wrong happening there. So once he went with Arjun and Yudhishthir and other Pandavas towards that side, and one dog was with them, and dog was barking. They found that within no time, the mouth of that dog was filled with the arrows, and there was not a single scratch on the skin of that dog or on the tongue of that dog, and he stopped barking. Then they went towards
the mouth.
No. Filled arrows inside the mouth.
No, I've heard that he filled in such a way
with
the mouth.
He filled, like when he was saying ba, the moment he said ah, he filled so many arrows inside the mouth that he could not close it and speak anything. His mouth was filled with arrows. Just if someone is talking and is speaking very much, and you first put a laddu in his mouth, then he will be unable to speak.
Well, depends on time.
Similarly, Brahmaji had guru. Who was his guru? Brahmaji's guru. Narayan himself.
Guru of Brahma.
Lord Shiva is also having guru. Who is his guru? Yesterday Guru Dev told so many things.
Sankarshan.
Sankarshan is his guru. Sankarshan, elder brother of Krishna, is his guru. But at the same time, when Shankarji wanted to enter into Ras dance, this is the highest class of spiritual activity he wanted to perform. At that time, he took shelter of Purnamasi. So his real spiritual guru is Purnamasi. Surdas has guru Balbhacharya. Tulsi Das has guru Nada Hari. End of the story. Gurudev did not tell much of the story. Then he was saying this thing. Then Dronacharya asked, oh boy, you have learned so much high class of archery. Who is your guru? He said, you are my guru. How I am your guru? I never taught you. Look at it. And then he removed one cloth and he found the statue of Dronacharya. He said, if you have learned so many things from me, then you should give me my dakshina. Yes, Gurudev said, give me your thumb of right hand, He just cut his thumb and gave it to Gurudev.
Yeah, but then he learned to do it
as well. So, then again he learned archery from the other ways also, and he was still very, very strong warrior and fighter. Dronacharya knew him, that by nature he is very low tribe and low class of person, and he has enviousness for Krishna and for his devotees.
He wanted to fight against
Arjun, and he wanted to kill Arjun. And it happened that during Mahabharata time, he went to Duryodhan and he fought for Duryodhan. And as much as once he started fighting with Krishna also, at that time Krishna sent his Sudarshan Chakra and cut his head.
He didn't take up arms.
Yeah. Gurudev was giving a hint that this fight did not take place as Mahabharata's fight. It was somewhere else when Eklavya came and he started fighting with Krishna separately.
So he wasn't surprised.
Just like a bull who has no any controller. Sand. What do you call sand? You find a hair. This bull roaming on the road. Those who don't have any and any honor, and they just roam in the road and the street.
Oh, the people who are beating the cows?
Not cows.
The foxes.
Ox.
Not bull.
Ox. Like ox. Who have no any controller. You want to become a devotee like that. Like a ox. Aage naath na piche pata. Krishna, Arjun also in Srimad Bhagavat said, "Oh Krishna, I am surrendering myself to you." But these were the important points which Gurudev told, that we should become disciple first, only then we will be able to become a real devotee. We are worshipping Ganesh and Shiva. What does Guru do? Just like a potterman, Kumhar, Guru Kumar, what does he do? He takes clay, then he breaks it, then he makes it more and more fine, take away all the stones from it and pebbles from it, then he puts water in it, and then he makes it very, very sleek and wet, and then he puts on the chalk, what do you call it?
Wheel.
Then he puts on the wheel, and then he cooks, then he creates so many good pots. Similarly, Guru, he takes raw material, raw mud, raw clay of disciple, he then breaks it, Abhiman, takes away all the stones, and make it very fine, and then put water on it, and then he makes him enabled to do bhakti. We do worship of so many demigods. But all those worships are meant for our material gain. This is not called bhakti. The word bhakti relates to Bhagavan. It has nothing to do with demigods. We should very clearly understand this. Bhagavan means Narayan, Ram, Narsingh, Krishna, not demigod. This bhakti always relates for Mukunda or Govinda, who gives us liberation. Demigods are not going to give us liberation. They can give us material thing only. And what about Krishna? He never gives any material thing. Rather, he takes away. He makes us street beggars. And then he gives his bhakti to his devotee. Krishna does operation. And then he takes away all the decayed part of the body, and then he restitches our body, and then makes us free from disease. If there is any material desire, then we cannot perform real bhakti of Krishna. Krishna is also worshipable by Shankar and Brahma. This Kali is nothing but shadow of Radharani. Those people who are Shiva Bhakta and then saying Shiva Aham, Kali comes and cuts their head and make a garland and then wear on her. But we should understand what is bhakti, what is karma mishra bhakti, what is jnana mishra bhakti. Now try to understand karma mishra bhakti. Dhruva Maharaj, he was sitting on the lap of his father, but her mother took him away and he became angry. He went to his mother, real mother Suniti, and said, "This happened with me." And real mother said, "You are fool. You have one brother. His name is Krishna. He lives in Vrindavan. You go there and he will give you everything." She was just joking and tried to pacify her son. But in night her son went away to Vrindavan. He came to Madhuvan and there he wanted to perform some austerity. But Krishna never comes directly. He always sends his devotee. Narayan sent Narad, and then Narad came and told him the way and process. Dhruva Maharaj very dedicatedly adopted that process. Any disciple who with full concentration and faith adopts the process of Gurudev, he will advance very fast.
Narad
just wanted to test him and he said that you are such a young boy, you should go back. At the time Narad was not his guru. He was just a man for him. You go back, then otherwise animals.
That's his determination.
When he found that he is determined, then he said, "Okay, then I will teach you how to please God." And Dhruva accepted, "Okay, you teach me." Now the relationship of Dhruva and disciple.
I heard that actually Dhruva probably should have accepted what Narad said to go back home. And in that way he could have had back and he could have gone back to his father. But because he refused to accept what Narad said and he was independently, because of that he had to left again Dhruva for 20,000 years.
What does it mean? I couldn't understand.
He's like, Dhruva should have accepted Narad and his wife to go back.
No. Never. Gurudev never said like this.
No, but I've heard this before. Arangamaj said that if Dhruva would have accepted Narad and his wife,
this is different from now.
Then?
He wouldn't have had to stay on Dhruva long. Rudra, seen him for 37 years.
Yeah.
He would have went back to his palace and he wouldn't have had to.
If he would have gone back to his house.
He wouldn't have had to accept this position of ruling a kingdom for 30,000 years.
Anyway, I have not heard it from Gurudev. Gurudev was saying that first he tested his determination and then he gave him the process. While accepting this process, he had desire to get kingdom. Very big kingdom. Not because he rejected Narad Muni. This happened. What happened? And Gurudev told this thing. Gurudev said, Guruji ki adesh ka akshar se palan kiya. He followed the instruction of his Gurudev to Toto. You know Toto? Is there any word?
Toto.
He followed the instruction of his Gurudev, Toto. And because of this, he stopped eating, and then he stopped drinking also, and then he even stopped taking air, breath. And in 6 months, he got such a high concentration that Lord started showing himself in his heart. Brahmaji ka asan dol gaya. Brahmaji was shivering. And all demigods were also, demigods stopped taking sight, they became breath, and they become as a shock. Then Lord disappeared from his heart and stood in his front. He was restless, he opened his eyes and found Lord standing in front of him. Lord gave him only momentary darshan. He said, you have had my darshan. Now I bless you that you will have kingdom far, far more than your father. You will become samrat of this whole earth and will reign here for 36,000 years. And then you will go to Dhruvloka, eternal place. When Lord disappeared, he started crying, "Oh, what happened? I was looking for the pieces of glasses and I got diamond himself, but I was cheated. Because of my material desire, Lord has now forced me to live in this material world for 36,000 and I have to waste my life for 36,000 years. If during the time of our bhajan, if we have any material desire, even I should have some money to serve Krishna, I should have good health to serve Krishna, even such desires are there, then we cannot get pure bhakti. Krishna will make us our desires fulfilled. Krishna's name is very potent. It is more potent than his form. Those who are vyabhichari, those who are sinful, who are performing sinful activities, they cannot see Krishna. Krishna can never give his darshan to them, but they can take the name of Krishna. So name is more benevolent than form of Krishna. We should chant the name of Krishna without any apradh, with understanding of relationship. Why he could not get the real fruit? Because he had material desire. This is called karma mishra bhakti. So, Dhruvji, when we measure him from the barometer of our definition, if we measure him from that barometer, we will find that he was not up to the mark. Then we come to the another devotees like Prahlad Maharaj and Bhisham Pitama. Prahlad told his father, "This material world is full of poison." Yeah. This is taught by my guru. Hiranyakashipu thought that his guru Sandamarkh has taught this thing. He says, "No, Sandamarkh cannot teach this thing. My guru is Naradji." Prahlad was in womb of her mother for 60,000 years, and Prahlad and Naradji was teaching him in his womb when he was in womb. So Prahlad was so much high advanced devotee. He did not have any material desire, but when Lord Narsingha appeared in front of him, he was so much angry, that even Lakshmi could not dare to come near to him. At that time, Naraji sent Prahlad to him. Prahlad was having no any fear, and he just went and sat on his lap, and Lord Narsingha's anger just cooled down. He started loving Prahlad and said, "Oh Prahlad, I am very sorry I came late." And Prahlad said, "Oh no Lord, you are always there. I was seeing you. Oh my dear Prahlad, you have seen me. My darshan is amog. You ask any desire." And Prahlad said, "Oh Lord, I am not baniya. I am not businessman who always exchange the things. He gets money and then give his things. And that too also not good thing. He shows something else and he sells something else after taking money. I am not baniya like that." I would like, if you want to give me benediction, that you should forgive my father and give liberation to him. And again Lord said that your father, because you are such a high class of devotees, and in the case of your life, your ancestor of 21 generation will get liberation without any effort. I will arrange for your bhakti. They will get sadhu sang. They will get all the nature tendencies to do bhajan. They will get they are moved to do bhajan. So your 21 generation is liberated. So this, you don't need to ask me for your father. Bhagwan said. Then he said, okay, you liberate whole world and give their sinful actions to me. Lord said, oh Prahlad, you are so much advanced. I am defeated by you. But I tell you that whoever will hear this katha of ours, he will be liberated. Still his name is not taken into the Shuddha Bhakta. Why? Because Prahlad could not do any service to Lord. Why he could not do any service to Lord? We see that he never massaged his feet. We see he never cooked for him. We see that he never did anything for him. Because according to him, his Lord does not have any hunger. So he does not need to offer any food. According to him, Lord is always full of potency. He never gets tired. So there is no question of massaging his feet. So no any reason there for which Prahlad finds himself to serve Lord. Gurudev said, if any guru happened to have such a disciple, then that guru will be totally gone. Why? Because if disciple thinks, oh my Gurudev is all potent, he does not have hunger, he does not have thirst, he does not have anything, he never gets tired, he will never give him cook, he will never cook for him, he will never give him water, he will never massage his feet, my Gurudev does not need to sleep because he is all potent. And if such a disciple is there, he will render no service and he will become a problem for his Gurudev. So bhakti is service, and service also in anukul way, in favorable manner. Prahlad Maharaj gave up all his anartha, but he could not render his service. Likewise we see Bhisham Pitama, he was also like that. He was fighting from the side of Duryodhan because Krishna wanted this thing. Krishna wanted that Bhisham Pitama should take side of Duryodhan, and then Duryodhan will become very much puffed up and convinced that he will be able to win, and then this Mahabharata will take place. Also, Krishna gave his all Chaturangi Sena and all his Senapati like Spirit Varma to Duryodhan. And he came with Arjuna without any hathiyar. Krishna said to Arjuna, oh Arjuna, you are being cheated. Your brother Duryodhan is very fortunate. He took away all my senas and now you have to take me, and that too without any hathiyar, without any weapon. Krishna, Arjuna said, oh Lord, I am not defeated. I got victory. I want you only. I want that you should control my ratha, mano ratha, ratha of my heart, chariot of my heart. You should become my sarthi, you should become my driver of my heart. What did Krishna do? He made his such a beautiful chariot, and on the flag of that chariot, he made Hanuman to sit. And what Bhisham Pitama said? Bhisham Pitama said, I will force Krishna to take hathiyar. And he fought like this thing, so strong that Krishna had to pick up one wheel, and he was running in front of Bhisham Pitama, and then Bhisham Pitama with his folded hand, oh Krishna, you are great. Why you are great? Because you said that you will not pick any weapon, and I said I will force you to do it. You are Lord, you can do anything. By your will only, by your desire only I can die. But you did not do this thing. You make my woe fulfilled and you broke your own woe. This is your greatness. When fighting was taking place, Bhisham Pitama was shooting arrows on Krishna because he knew Krishna is Satchidananda. He never dies. But can Yashoda, Mother Yashoda, bear it? Can she can see all these things that someone is shooting arrows on Krishna? Her love is so high. So Bhisham Pitama shooting arrow was showing that he considered Krishna as Sachidananda, who can never be killed by arrows. Bhishma Pitama, Gurudev said one thing. Duryodhan was very angry from Bhishma Pitama. You are fighting from my side, but your heart is at Yudhishthira's side. At that time, Bhishma Pitama said, okay, you bring your wife to my room in the night, then I will bless her to become Sobhagyavati, Sada Sobhagyavati, that her husband will never die. Then in the night, it was so much stormy and rain. Everywhere there was water. Duryodhana said, oh, I will take my wife just tomorrow. No problem. Bhishma Pitama is living with us. And then Krishna took Draupadi, asking her to wear, decorate herself like a bride and make a veil. Then she took out her veil and went to Krishna, to Bhishma Pitama, and Krishna was staying outside. When she paid her obeisances to Bhishma Pitama, Bhishma Pitama thought, Bhishma Pitama thought that it is Duryodhana's wife. Duryodhana, name of Duryodhana.